A Fine Foxy Fellow, written by Inexplicifix and read by Flower Parish. This is a Witcher fandom fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationships Aiden/Lambert, Geralt and Jaskier, and Aiden and Jaskier. This is tagged Fix It, Animal Transformation, Curse Breaking, and True Love. Summary. Jaskier finds a cursed fox. Luckily, he knows a professional curse breaker. Oh, hello, Jaskier says. The fox, sitting across his little campsite, tilts its head to regard him thoughtfully. It's a handsome creature, orange and black with silvered tips on its fur, sleek and healthy. You're not scared of me at all, Jaskier muses, though he makes no move to get up or fling anything at the creature. It's not hurting anything. Did you smell my dinner? Jaskier cannot claim to be a great camp cook, but it's hard to mess up stew. He even managed to snare a few squirrels to add to it, which is probably what the fox is smelling. Geralt was very insistent that Jaskier learn how to set a snare, because they aren't always together, and Jaskier can't exactly charm food out of the local wildlife by singing at it, more's the pity. He was gruff and grumpy about it, but he did teach Jaskier pretty much everything Jaskier could possibly need to know about camping rough, and Jaskier is duly grateful for it. The fox stands up and pads carefully closer, one delicate step at a time. Jaskier admires the way its fur ripples in the soft breeze, the grace of its movements, the subtle twitches of its ears. It comes quite close, in fact, all the way up to Jaskier's pack, which it sniffs all over and then sneezes. Well, I like that, Jaskier says indignantly. You aren't a bouquet of roses yourself, you know. Foxes are not precisely known for being pleasantly fragrant. The fox flicks its ears at him. Jaskier laughs. Foxes are known to be smelly, he sings quietly, making up the tune as he goes. The fox drops its jaw like it's laughing along. Jaskier grins at it. Or maybe it's that they smell well. With a long pointy nose, they can't find out your toes. To his surprise, the fox obligingly lowers its head and snuffles at the toes of his boots. Jaskier bounces a little with glee. And nibble on them till you yell, he finishes. But don't actually. The fox gives him a distinctly sly look and licks the toe of his boot. Jaskier snickers. Oh, you've got a sense of humor, don't you? Were you someone's pet to understand me so well? The fox sits down and tilts its head, flicking its tail. Or are you cursed? Jaskier adds thoughtfully. The fox nods. Well, shit, Jaskier murmurs. I'm not a cursebreaker friend, but I do travel with one quite often. I'm heading to meet up with him now. Would you like to come with me? The fox flops down next to him and puts its head on his knee, looking up at him adoringly. Jaskier laughs and ruffles its ears. All right, that's clear enough. Just don't actually nibble on my toes and we'll get on fine. And they do. The fox feeds itself, and occasionally Jaskier, bringing pigeons or squirrels or rabbits back for the stew pot. It gambols at his heels as he travels, sometimes darting off into the underbrush on its own inscrutable errands, and, to Jaskier's surprise and delight, it performs with him. He's as startled as the customers the first time it gets up and starts dancing along with his singing, bouncing and twirling in perfect time, but people pay even more for a bard performing with a fox than they do for a bard alone, so Jaskier's not going to complain. The fox is a complete ham, too. It will fake death scenes during tragic songs, or pick a single listener during a love song and pine woefully at them until they give it a scratch behind the ears or a bite of their meal. And it sleeps curled atop Jaskier's feet to keep them warm, which is lovely. He names the fox Aksamikta because it's the same color as a marigold and he has a theme going. The fox seems amused by this, at least, and it answers to the name without any hesitation, so it must not object too much. It's almost a month before they find Geralt, and the Witcher is, naturally, an absolute mess when they do. He comes stomping into the inn where Jaskier is performing, covered in gore, most of it not his own, thank goodness, and gives Yaskir and Aksamikta a baffled look before ordering a bath and a hot meal and retreating up the stairs. Yaskir segues into toss a coin, of course, because he knows a cue when he sees one, and Geralt looks even more baffled at the small shower of coppers which follows him out of the room. Yaskir finishes his set, giving Geralt plenty of time to soak, and splits a very good stew with Aksamikta before they follow Geralt upstairs. Geralt has cleaned the gore off and changed into clean clothes and finished his meal, and is sitting on the room's hearth, cleaning and sharpening his swords. He lifts his head and gives Yaskir a small smile of greeting, then glances pointedly at the fox. "Hello, Geralt," Yaskir says cheerfully, flopping down on the bed. Aksamikta hops up next to him and puts its head on Yaskir's knee adorably. "I found a cursed fox." Geralt's eyebrows go up, and he sets his swords aside and turns to look the fox over carefully. After a moment, he beckons to it. Aksamikta looks up at Yaskir questioningly. "Yes, go on, he's not going to turn you into a fur stole," Yaskir reassures it. He hasn't looked to see what the fox has between its legs, seems rude somehow. Aksamikta hops down from the bed and sits in front of Geralt, curling its tail around its paws and tilting its head, ears pricked excitedly. Geralt looks it over, eyes narrowed in concentration, then puts one hand on the medallion around his throat and reaches out to slowly rest the other on the fox's side. "Hmm," he says after a moment, letting his hands fall. "Definitely cursed. Do you know how to break it?" he asks Aksamikta. Aksamikta nods, and then, to Yaskir's surprise, it leans forward and touches its nose to Geralt's medallion. Geralt frowns and glances at Yaskir. Yaskir shrugs. "I have no idea what that means, sorry." Aksamikta sighs, and then, to Yaskir's surprise and Geralt's obvious confusion, it puts its head back and Yowl sings a snatch of one of Yaskir's songs. A love song, in fact, about a maiden who is cursed into the form of a swan until her true love embraces her. "You need your true love," Yaskir guesses. Aksamikta nods vigorously and leans forward to touch its nose to Geralt's medallion again. "You need your true love, who is a witcher?" Yaskir asks, eyes wide with glee. Aksamikta nods. "Well, fuck," Geralt murmurs. "A wolf witcher?" Aksamikta nods a third time. Geralt frowns. "There aren't that many of us left," he says slowly. "Can't be me. Vesemir?" Aksamikta shakes its head. "Eskel?" "Also no." "Lambert?" Geralt asks incredulously. Aksamikta actually gets up and prances with excitement, nodding so hard its whole body shakes. "Lambert has a true love," Geralt says, sounding deeply bewildered. "Is this the brother you've mentioned is rude to everyone?" Yaskir asks. Aksamikta yelps a laugh. Geralt nods. "Prickliest asshole this side of a hedgehog," he says. "True love, huh?" He frowns, thinking hard. "He's usually down in Lyria this time of year. Could head that way." "Lyria is a lovely place. Delicious mead," Yaskir agrees cheerfully. "What do you say, Aksamikta, to Lyria with us?" The fox dances in place for a moment, then bounces around the whole room, leaping from bed to table to mantelpiece to chair, in uncontainable excitement. Yaskir laughs. "I think that's a yes." "Lambert, really?" Geralt murmurs, watching the delighted fox in obvious bafflement. "He never said a word to us." "I am going to write such a song about this when we find him," Yaskir sighs. "A secret lover struck by a terrible curse, brought to their true love by their true love's loyal brother. Oh, I'm going to win the next Novigrad festival with this one." Geralt laughs at him, a very Geralt sort of laugh, silent and hidden but for the crinkles at the corners of his eyes. Aksamikta laughs too, rather more loudly, and drapes itself over Yaskir's lap to demand pettings. The next morning, they head towards Lyria. Roach is a little dubious about Aksamikta at first, but the fox gives her a respectful berth, and after she sees it stealing Yaskir's bootlaces, she apparently decides the fox is her ally in this long-running campaign to cause Yaskir as much minor trouble as possible, and even deigns to allow the fox to ride draped across her shoulders like a bizarre furry collar. Which makes Geralt laugh again, so Yaskir can't even be mad. Traveling with Geralt is, as always, a joy, often terrifying and frequently messy and occasionally deeply bizarre, especially when Geralt decides to do things like eat entire bricks of butter without seeming to notice how odd that is. But Yaskir is spending time with his best friend in the whole world and gathering material for songs, so he's happy as a bird in springtime. The closer they get to Lyria, the more excited Aksamikta gets, until the fox has to spend half an hour every evening sprinting in circles around their campsite to calm itself enough to sleep. Yaskir thinks it's endearing, really. Geralt just huffs, but his eyes crinkle with amusement, and when he's not exhausted from hunting monsters, he throws sticks for Aksamikta to fetch. The fox seems amused to be treated like a dog, but also grateful for the chance to run its jitters out. 2 days past the border into Lyria, they find a town with all of the monster contracts taken off the notice board. "Oh, aye, a witcher came through," the innkeeper tells Yaskir easily. "Bought himself a meat pie and went off that-a-way." Which is a very vague direction indeed, but witchers are far better trackers than bloodhounds. Geralt leads the way unerringly out into the woods as the sun sinks behind the mountains, Aksamikta trotting at his side with its nose to the ground, and Yaskir strumming his lute behind them. It doesn't take long for them to reach a small clearing. There's a man sitting on a log beside a campfire, two swords set aside beside him, and a horse munching at his nose bag off to one side. The man looks up as they approach. "Hey, pretty boy, your bard decided he wanted some better song material," he drawls. Geralt snorts quietly. "Something like that," he replies dryly. "Found something of yours." He gestures at the fox, which is now dancing in place at his feet. The other man, the other witcher, a wicked-looking fellow with a deep widow's peak and a smirk that promises trouble, glances at the fox and raises an eyebrow. "I'm missing a fur coat." Yaskir muffles a laugh. Pricklier than a hedgehog indeed. He likes this witcher already. "He's cursed," Geralt says bluntly. "Thinks you can break it." The other witcher, who must be Lambert, looks taken aback. "Me specifically? What the fuck can I do that you can't?" Aksamikta apparently loses all its remaining patience and darts forward, flinging itself into Lambert's arms and licking his face enthusiastically. Lambert startles and topples backward off his log, landing flat on his back with the excited fox dancing on his chest. "What the fuck?" he croaks breathlessly. "He says you're his true love," Yaskir supplies eagerly. "My..." Lambert breaks off, staring at the fox incredulously. Yaskir holds his breath in wonder as the witcher's fierce scowl melts slowly into shock and hope, and Lambert lifts a hand to stroke the fox's fur. "Aiden," he breathes. The fox puts back its head and wails and collapses onto Lambert's chest, writhing in obvious agony. Yaskir starts forward in horror. Geralt catches his shoulder to hold him back. "It's all right," he rumbles. "All right," Yaskir gasps. But even as he does so, he can see the fox's limbs lengthening, its head changing shape, its fur fading away to warm brown skin and curly dark hair. The process looks agonizing, but at least it's over quickly. It's barely a dozen heartbeats before instead of a fox, a man is sprawled over Lambert, naked as the day he was born, brown skin laced with scars. He's panting with agony. Yaskir can't blame him. "Aiden," Lambert whispers. The man raises his head to look down at Lambert, and Yaskir presses a hand to his chest at the sight of the brilliant smile the former fox gives his true love. Oh, this is going to be such a ballad. "And Kamine," the man breathes, and kisses Lambert fervently. Lambert tangles his hands in the man's hair and kisses back with desperate enthusiasm. "Huh," Geralt says softly. Yaskir leans against Geralt with a sigh of delight. His romantic soul is overflowing with happiness, and his bardic instincts are singing with glee. This is going to be a truly magnificent ballad. He'll call it The Fox and His Wolf, perhaps, and he will absolutely destroy Valdo Marx in Novigrad next year. So really, it's a happy ending all around. The end. Podfigures note, this was potted for Devil with a Bird Dress as an ITPE treat. I have been saving this since, God, since when? I don't know. I've been saving this for a really long time because it fits our theme of fox-themed, shape-shifting, Christmas time present things. So anyway, I hope you enjoy this. It has been a delight to finally record it. If you, the listener, enjoyed this podfic, please feel free to leave a kudos or comment to let me know. And if you enjoyed the story, please don't forget to leave a kudos and or comment for the author, an explicit fix. You can find that fic linked in the summary and the inspired by section of the podfic work. Thanks for listening.